How about somatic and germline testing?
Well, you know, people ask me all the time, what are you doing at Ohio State? Are you doing somatic? Are you doing germline? And really, as we look at the guidelines, which changed for the NCCN, that we're really recommending both BRCA, somatic, and germline. We've heard that a lot of us are sending extended next generation sequencing on all of our patients. So with the change in sequencing or molecular testing, I should say, for all patients, obviously, what we put in the NCCN guidelines was this should be at CLIA-approved or reputable institutional, at least BRCA, looking also at microsatellite instability and HRD. Obviously, we all know about PARP and the implications of that. But we have, at just my site, just in GYN, I have three trials that you can use this information, WNT pathway, ATM mutations, and CCNE1. My plea is that we need to get these patients on clinical trial. Doing it one off and trying to see what it does on this particular patient is not good enough. We really need to see what they are in prospective fashions.
Can I just clarify, though, you're talking about ovary. So that's a different story, PARP, et cetera, et cetera. What about outside of ovary, Dave, in terms of somatic and germline?
Well, I think from that standpoint, the germline's different. As we look for options for our patients, getting somatic testing, I'm now sending somatic on all of my recurrent patients with extended next generation sequencing. There's just too many opportunities for these patients to enroll on to targeted therapies.
Relevant to your thought about clinical trial accrual, Dave, we actually asked the audience this question. How many patients have they put on trial? And 80% of the audience is putting at least one patient. And you can see, actually, great, there's a lot of trial participation in this room.
Excellent.
Maybe that's a little bit selected in terms of our topic. But anyhow, interesting in terms of the number of patients going on trial.